World War I was a cataclysm that destroyed the old world order, killed at least 9 million combatants, and vaulted the United States into world prominence. But the conflict, with its trench warfare and horrific new weapons, has been largely overshadowed by World War II. Now the hard lessons of the Great War are on display at the World War I National Museum in Kansas City, which opened this weekend. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports.
The Liberty Memorial is an 80-year-old monolith towering 250 feet above a hilltop in Kansas City. It's the nation's biggest monument to the people who fought the war to end all wars, and it's attracted the nation's largest collection of the war's artifacts. The city recently restored the memorial and put a museum here, too. Yesterday, an old Navy biplane dropped rose petals on a crowd gathered in the snow to commemorate the opening of the National World War I Museum. Just inside the museum, visitors leave the hard black stone and step out on a high glass bridge straddling a field of 9,000 artificial poppy blooms, each one of them representing 1,000 combatants killed in World War I. Linda Kane and Cindy Jung are among thousands of visitors streaming across.
It's really kind of otherworldly, actually.
It's a little... It is unsettling. Yeah, it makes me a little nervous. But it's beautiful. It's really beautiful.
Look at that. Where'd they get that? Where'd they get it all?
Displayed just inside are ornate swords and lavish Napoleonic uniforms in which some forces gallantly rode off to fight what they believed would be a quick and exhilarating war. Then the museum graphically illustrates what happened when 19th-century delusions in military tactics collided with machine guns, high-powered artillery, and poison gas.
The trench war on the Western Front begins.
In a cavernous three-story room, visitors look down on a tableau of slump-shouldered British troops slogging past wreckage through a pulverized, muddy no-man's land. The miserable scene is lit by simulated shell bursts and archival footage flashing on a 100-foot screen of draped fabric. Visitors walk past big guns, over ruined weapons, gas masks, and beat-up helmets. They can poke their heads into simulated trenches, complete with realistic-looking mud and an almost palpable sense of misery.
The trenches had disappeared, filled with earth. The air was unbreathable. Our blinded, wounded, crawling and shouting soldiers kept falling on top of us and like splashing us with their blood. It was living hell.
It'll probably give the best experience that you can get without actually having been in the war.
Army National Guard Sergeant Shamika Fikes strolls through the museum in combat fatigues. She's only a month back from fighting in Iraq.
You'll never know what it's like to be a soldier overseas fighting in any war unless you've actually been there.
Oversized photographs with faces flash everywhere in the museum. Sitting in front of a 1920s portrait of Adolf Hitler, with a quote promising vengeance for Germany's World War I losses, museum designer Ralph Applebaum says he wants to make people think about themselves.
Events like this are not about them, about the victim or the perpetrator, but in fact it's about us, the bystander, the one who follows the news, the one who reads the stories, and what it really puts into question is what do we do when we know this is happening?
Near the exit of the museum, David Kuntz stands wavering slightly, visibly moved by the experience.
Man has to change. He can't keep producing armaments and maintaining vast armies on the world, on the face of this earth forever. There has to be, I don't know what the solution is.
Organizers say that if the new National World War I Museum works as designed, it'll encourage people to think hard about the fragility of peace and the price of war. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.